We focus on having a nice walnut, beautiful room with coffee and Otis Monkmeyer cookies because we know you're going to be there for a while. So we want to stuff you full of cookies and make sure you're wired on coffee so that, you know, we can buy time to get through a process that is just arduous and slow. So e-closing started probably about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Stuart was at the forefront. Housing crisis hit. Basically, most of the players in the space went away. Admittedly, we were way ahead of the eight ball. Technology wasn't where it needed to be. Fast forward 10 years, and the tech's there, right? Everybody, you go into Home Depot, how do you sign? You sign electronically. You go to Kroger, you sign electronically. Everybody in here has used Adobe Sign or used DocuSign. All our contracts are done that way. All the realtors' contracts are done that way. But when you get to the settlement process, you get a stack of paper this big, right? So that's starting to change, and it's we kind of joke internally at Stewart, and I think a lot of folks in the industry have seen the same thing. This e-closing world has moved more in the last 6 to 8 months than it's moved in the last 10 years. And it's really starting to take legs. We're starting to see changes, and it's primarily because of tech. So I'm going to spend a few minutes differentiating. I'm going to talk about two things today. One is an e-closing. I'm also going to talk about an online closing. We're seeing two channels happening in parallel. Traditional e-closing, which is kind of funny to say because there's really no such thing as traditional when you talk about e-closing, but we're not eliminating the concept of that face-to-face experience at a title company office or at an office somewhere with a mobile notary perhaps. It's just done differently than it's done today. So we all know that UEDA started the whole e-sign revolution, 10, 15 years ago, whenever it came out.